Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Bethel's Pop-Up University is a chance for people to learn about all sorts of things. Each year, the town hosts a month-long series of classes taught and attended by locals on everything from Ukrainian Easter egg design to the Holocaust. Among the instructors this year were three of Vermont's gubernatorial candidates. We asked VPR's Steve Zinn to attend the classes to see what Professors Lissman, Minter, and Dunn were teaching.
8 a.m. That's when the first class started. Republican candidate Bruce Lissman must have rolled out of bed pretty early to drive down to Bethel Town Hall from Chittenden County. His class was Leadership and Management.
How about some self-introductions? I'm Bruce Lissman. I'm running for governor. I grew up in Burlington.
The idea of gubernatorial candidates teaching at Bethel University raises some questions. Would we be listening to stump speeches? Would there be banners and campaign literature? If I close my eyes and listen, would I know they were running for the highest office in the state? Rebecca Stone, who's one of the organizers of Bethel University, said she gave the candidates little guidance other than to tell them,
"This isn't a campaign event. We're not inviting you to come and give a campaign speech. But if you would like to offer a course and share something, teach something to the community, we'd love to have you do it."
And even though politics came up in each of the candidates' classes, there was a difference. They gave talks, not speeches. Lissman started by asking each of my fellow early risers to introduce themselves. Then it was on to the topic at hand.
This is an interesting topic, this whole notion of leadership and management. I think much of the problems of the world would be solved if we had good management or good leadership.
Lissman's professorial approach was pretty low-key. He sat down and spoke from notes typed on a single sheet of paper. And remember the teacher you had in school who would ask a question and then randomly choose someone in the class to answer it while you slumped at your desk to avoid being picked? That was Lissman's style.
How about you? Have you ever worked for a really bad manager?
This was the 40,000-foot view on the topic of leadership and management. After all, it was just a single class. And despite the dry-sounding course title, Lissman made it more interesting with stories about his former bosses who were either good or bad at their jobs. One of them, we learned, had great leaping abilities.
I mean, he could jump on top of a table while standing next to it. He did it often.
Lissman spent years being a boss himself on Wall Street, including at Bear Stearns. And when it came time to ask questions, my fellow student Gary Durr brought that up and wondered how much of a liability Wall Street would be. And with that, we were off to the political races.
So we've fallen into the politics of campaigning, and you insist upon dragging me into this.
Yes, I do.
That was only the beginning. Lissman offered some sharp criticism of Governor Peter Shumlin and a few general ideas about his own approach to government. Afterward, I asked if for a candidate like him, with less name recognition than his opponent, wouldn't it be better time management if he spoke to larger groups than the dozen or so people who came to his class?
Small groups are, in a lot of ways, more engaging, more interactive. I've learned some things today. I hope that'll make me a better candidate.
Lissman chose a topic that was firmly in his wheelhouse and frankly gave him a chance to tout his qualifications as a candidate and his idea that good government springs from good leadership and management. But the other two candidates teaching classes also chose subjects that were springboards to their campaign themes.
So I'm Sue Minter, and I'm so pleased to participate in Bethel University.
Democrat Sue Minter talked about resiliency. Her expertise comes from battling floods and FEMA as the state's Tropical Storm Irene recovery officer. Minter gave us an interesting behind-the-curtain glimpse of the early hours of the response to Irene.
And it was such chaos. I mean, everything was very chaotic, and they pulled me into the room, and they sat me down, and they said, "This is what we need to do, and you need to tell the governor this is what we're doing."
Occasionally, Minter pinned the needle on the wonkometer. We learned about the state emergency management organizational structure, and we heard about incident command training.
When I'm governor, I'm going to make all of my cabinet members, and I'm going to encourage more and more communities to just get the 100-level training.
A good portion of Minter's hour was taken up by a slideshow with music recounting the Irene devastation and recovery. And it almost seemed too easy a way to fill the time, like something a substitute teacher would do. But this was Bethel, a town hard hit by Irene, so when it came to the question and answer period, some people were interested in asking about resiliency.
Where do we go from here? I mean, these stories are lovely, but really I'm thinking, okay, what if it starts raining again next week? Or after you're elected?
It will.
Mitter said resiliency isn't something she talks about much on the campaign trail, but the subject gave her an opening to talk about infrastructure as an important part of economic development. That's a message she delivers in her campaign speeches. And when the opening to make that point presented itself, she took it.
And I haven't been really trying to make this a campaign speech or stump or anything, but I'm happy to go on that tirade if you want.
Part of campaigning is honing a stump speech that you give over and over again. Mitter said after her talk, this was a nice departure from that.
This is totally different for me because I'm just able to talk about an issue that I'm one issue in depth that I'm really passionate about.
Democratic candidate Matt Dunn's class was held a couple of nights after Mitter's. Like the other candidates, he began with biographical information. Then it was on to the subject at hand, the Vermont economy, past, present, and future. Before he plunged ahead, Dunn paused for a quick campaign pitch.
I'm running. This will be my last political thing because I believe that we're at a crossroads.
Dunn's economic history of Vermont was all about innovation and entrepreneurship, from John Deere to the jog bra, and his contention that the internet is the engine of innovation that can fuel Vermont's economy. The state, he said, can become the telecommuting capital of the world.
And I want to be clear, I don't think the internet is everything, but if you think about this as a major shift, just like the railroads, just like the interstate coming in.
Impressively, there seemed to be no end to Dunn's command of fascinating technology factoids.
There are 8 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every second. If you do the math, it means that if someone started watching the video that was posted in the last 3 months, from the moment they were born, and kept watching until they were 85 years old, they would not watch all of it.
A slideshow accompanied Dunn's fast-paced talk, and just like the other candidates, once the talk ended and the questions began, the students pulled the discussion to the political issues of the day. Act 46, the opiate epidemic, budget deficits, they were all fair game. But like the other candidates, Dunn says his approach to the Bethel talk differed from his other campaign appearances.
Even though a couple of the questions did go, you know, to my running for governor, more of them was about, oh, what would that look like, or, you know, challenging some of the assumptions that I was making at the outset. And that's what a healthy academic environment is all about.
If the discussion wandered off topic, it was clear it was because people who came to listen often wanted to learn more about the candidates than the subject. I mentioned Gary Durr, who attended Bruce Lisman's class.
I'm interested in getting the right guy in the job, quite frankly. These small events with a handful of people are by far the best.
And there was Linda Orr, who came to see both Lisman and Mitter with her husband and son. She said she learned something about the candidates.
I think definitely, as far as like knowing a little bit about each of the candidates.
None of the candidates' classes seemed underattended, but they certainly weren't among the most popular at Bethel University. So here's a hint to future candidate professors. If you really want to pack the room, instead of leadership or resiliency or the Vermont economy, try teaching wine tasting or leading an exercise class. Those are the most popular, and they might give us even more insight into who you really are. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.